For the U.S. military, the war in Iraq has made it difficult to recruit. The Defense Department, though, says it exceeded or met its goals from May. That was its latest report. Many recruits these days come from small towns, towns like Hemet, California. Hemet is about 80 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Reporter Gloria Hillard found a bunch of recent high school graduates at a popular shopping mall there. The shopping mall is also home to Hemet's Armed Forces Career Center.
Just across from See's Candies, a couple of mall storefronts down from Target, is a small building with dark tinted glass to cut down on the sun. There are three doors with shiny metallic emblems, each signifying the branches of service: Army, Marines, and Navy. The room is packed. Teens in jeans and t-shirts are comfortably slumped in chairs talking to men and women with good posture and crisp uniforms. Navy recruiter Petty Officer Sarah Drake is meeting with a lanky 18-year-old applicant.
Any type of tattoos? Do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos?
None? Okay.
Next in Drake's interview chair is 18-year-old Emily Vargas. She's wearing a tank top and flip-flops and frequently readjusts her ponytail.
You asked me about the hair, though. Mm-hmm. To answer your question about the hair, is that because once you go to boot camp, you're going to have to get it cut, like it can't go past your shoulders. Okay.
As Drake interviews, the phone rings constantly. When she takes a call from another applicant, Vargas turns and talks to me about her decision.
I want to make something of my life, and this gives me opportunities and just sets me up for a great future.
Another Navy recruiter at the center is Petty Officer Lisa Holguin. She says females prefer talking to other women in the Navy.
I think that gives them a sense of closeness, and that they're able to understand that, yes, females can go in the Navy and that we are regular people. And it's a lot easier hearing it from another female than trying to have a man, you know, talk to them about female issues, especially during boot camp and what to expect and stuff like that.
Fewer females enter the recruitment office for the Marine Corps right next door.
Be the tip of the spear. For the title of Marine is probably going to be the proudest thing that I'll ever do in my life.
But Gunnery Sergeant Matthew Woodward says it's still busy. The Marine recruiter says his day begins at 7 in the morning and ends at 8 o'clock at night.
This area is excellent. It's a community, very tight-knit, very pro-military. A lot of young men and women that serve their country in all the services.
Including the Army. Here, at its office, recruiters wear camouflage uniforms with tan boots. 19-year-old Anthony Rowe graduated from high school 2 weeks ago. He's sporting a short buzz cut and an Army t-shirt.
I couldn't wait until I get over with school and graduate so I can get on with my Army career.
Rowe actually enlisted when he was 17 in the delayed training program. Today, he ships to South Carolina to finish his training. On his hand is a gold ring with a blue stone that he received from graduating boot camp. He decided on the design.
On one side, I have a picture of the Grim Reaper and my last name. And on the other side, I have the U.S. seal and the U.S. seal. And it says, one shot, one kill. And around the top, it says, freedom isn't free.
Also here, finishing up some paperwork, is Rolando Reyes. He ships in 2 days.
Oh, Hemet is such a small town that there's just nothing out here. And this is my real window to the world.
And so it went. Throughout the day.
Oh, go ahead and sign your Social Security card.
Back at the Navy recruitment office, it's 5 o'clock and still bustling. 19-year-old Nicole Melanie looks around at the posters on the wall. The Navy, she says, offers her everything she ever wanted.
And it could give me what? Security. It can give me, adventure. It can give me so much. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Although it's another month before she ships, her training has already begun. As she leaves, she smiles and salutes her recruiter.
Deborah Gimani, requesting permission to go ashore.
Permission granted.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Thanks for coming in, and I'll give you a call.
Accompanying Melanie is her younger brother with a handful of Navy pamphlets. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.